thanks to all of you who contributed so magnificently to the Hurricane Laura relief fund on Friday for Maggie O'Connell's sister. We don't have a final tally, but it's somewhere between $2,500 and $3,000. That's a phenomenal amount. Let me also just send out to our brotherhood and sisterhood and the great peoples, well, I can't call it that, and the great Republic of Dusonia, who went so far above and beyond the call of duty to aid and assist and respond to their brothers and sisters in need in the wake of Hurricane Laura on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Friendship and charity and love like that just can't be purchased and can't be repaid. We were talking about this amongst ourselves, and I said, you know what? That's what Christians do. That's the difference between a Christendom world, a world where there is subsidiarity and true, real, heartfelt, soul-felt, generated solidarity, and the fake variety where you call a toll-free number when Billy Crystal asks you to give $50. Big difference, guys. Big difference. So our friends and our family in Dusonia just continues to, do that. Be our family. If you're listening to this radio show right now and you go into the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, there's a family in there too. Yeah, we have squabbles. We scream at each other. Some people call B words that end in itch. Other people will be called D words that end in Rick. At the end of the day, though, when need be, and no, Barrett, that was not a dig at you, brother. At the end of the day, you come together. When solidarity is needed, you just do it. You don't ask questions. You just do it. And I don't want to hold anyone out as a specific example, but you know, yesterday evening when we were ready to come home, tired and exhausted from 2 days in the 90-plus degree weather, and Mr. Nunez came knocking from next door and needed help, an elderly man, we didn't hesitate. Drop what we were doing to go help. That's what you do. People forget this. You don't need governments to tell you to do this. You don't need governments to organize it. People are capable and responsible to do this. And that's what we've seen across southwest Louisiana so far in the aftermath of Hurricane Laura. We'd like to spread that kind of word and message to the world so that people know that Christendom isn't dead. It's kind of changed its location. And maybe got modernized a bit, but it's still there. And as long as there are people that think that they live in this thing called Christendom, in a Christian world, in a Christian order, then there's always that thing, that ray of hope, isn't there? Especially for people who need it. So if you have the means, and you can, make a contribution to our August crowdfunding. You can make any amount you want. Doesn't matter how big or small. We take it all. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. And click the bottom or right hand, all the way down to the bottom right where that little dollar symbol is with a circle around it. And it'll take you to the contribution page. Or you can shop in our store today. We got a fresh supply of beeswax candles, I heard. So they will fly out of the store, as will a brand new batch of Cappuccino Dark Roast coffees we just got in last week. All that's in my store, our store, the Founders Trading Post at MikeChurch.com/shop. This is the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online. When news breaks out, we break in the last live radio station standing.
After waiting for 2 hours and now getting 2 minutes, I'll get right to the point. This board is pretending that for the last 3 months, your emperor, Dr. Levin, has not been against a mask declaration. Now, all of a sudden, we're pretending that masks are everything, even forcing speakers to use masks. I would like the board to take a position. Was Dr. Levin wrong for those 3 months? And if he was this wrong, why has he not been removed? Why has he not been fired for being so catastrophically wrong? Or do you not really believe he was wrong? You're just wearing these masks because it is a signal of your great virtue. Because for the last 3 months, we have not worn them. And Ventura County has done outstandingly well and continues to do outstandingly well because we are not Los Angeles. We are not New York City. We never were going to be any of those things. Ironically, this is one of the few things Dr. Levin was actually right about. He has been wrong about everything. He is the one who told us we would have 400 to 600 hospitalizations a day. He revised that to 200 to 400 a day. We still haven't reached that in 1 day. We're barely over 200 for the entire ordeal that you guys have put us through. We now are panicked over 51 total hospitalizations in a county with 8 hospitals. Can you people do math? Can you please do basic math and understand where we are on this? This is not a crisis. You, however, have created one. You, in an effort to try to prevent all death, when we've had 43 deaths, have now ended all relevant life. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves. And this will never be forgotten, ever be forgotten. You will all be held accountable eventually, in this life or the next. You all better hope there is no hell, because when you die, that's where you're going. And guess what? You're not going to be dying of COVID either. Thank you.